it's time to play the puzzle. Joining me as always is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master. Good morning, Will.
Good morning, Lulu.
So remind us of last week's challenge.
Yes, it came from listener Peter Collins of Ann Arbor, Michigan. I said, think of a two-word phrase a child might shout when walking in the front door. Rearrange the letters and add an E at the end, and you'll get the next two words the child might shout. And I said, these are both common expressions. What are they? Well, last week, you know, was Mother's Day, and the answer to this was, hi, Mom, I'm home.
We got over 2,600 correct responses, and our randomly selected winner is Elizabeth Lampert of Scarsdale, New York. Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm so excited.
Ah, that's so great. I hear you've been playing the puzzle for a long time.
Yeah, since postcard days.
Oh, wow. And what's it like to finally get to play?
I can't believe it. I have a 15-year-old son, and he and I usually listen to the puzzle together, and he's just going to be blown away when he finds out.
Wait a second. You haven't told him?
No. He's at school. I haven't told anyone in my family yet. My daughters probably don't care, but my husband will also be excited, but I decided I will savor the moment. But
okay.
I'm just so excited.
All right, Elizabeth, and no further ado, are you ready to play the puzzle?
I am.
All right, let's go.
All right, Elizabeth. Every answer today is a popular advertising slogan, past or present. I'm going to give you two words. The first word is an anagram of one of the words in the slogan. And the second is one of the other words in the slogan. You tell me the slogan. For example, if I said peaks, P-E-E-K-S, and going, you would say it keeps going and going and going, which is, of course, from Energizer. All right, number one is pans, P-A-N-S, and crackle.
Snap, crackle, pop?
That's correct.
Good
Rice Krispies. Number two is salt, S-A-L-T, and drop.
Salt, drop, salt.
I'm hearing all these jingles in my head. This is terrible, Will.
Yeah, it's hard. Good to the last drop.
Good to the last drop, Maxwell House.
Maxwell House, good. Here's the next one. Stoned, S-T-O-N-E-D. And nobody.
Nobody does it better. No, that's not right.
I think that's something to do with James Bond.
That's right.
Oh, boy.
And your anagram of stoned has an apostrophe in it.
Yeah, doesn't.
Yeah.
Doesn't.
Baked goods.
Oh.
Start your slogan with nobody.
Nobody.
Yeah, huh?
I don't know. All I can think of is nobody does it like Sara Lee, but
that's it.
Oh, that's it. Except it doesn't. Nobody doesn't like Sara Lee.
Oh, I always thought it was nobody does it like Sara Lee.
Which would make more sense, actually, as it happens.
Good job. Here's your next one. Thaws, T-H-A-W-S, and wallet.
Thaws. Wallet. So, what's in your wallet?
Uh-huh. Any idea whose that is?
It's one of the credit cards, and I want to say Capital One.
Capital One, good one. Here's your next one. Minuets, M-I-N-U-E-T-S, and 15.
15 minutes, I'm guessing.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know.
Uh-huh.
It's got a lizard.
Right. Oh, Geico.
There you go. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's it. 15 minutes can save you 15% or more. Skis, S-K-I-S, and begins.
Begins. Skis, begins. Every kiss begins with K.
That's it.
Good job.
That's Kay Jewelers.
That's it. And here's your last one. I had to end on this one. Sewn, S-E-W-N, and print.
So newsprint.
News is, yes.
All the news that's fit to print.
Right. The New York Times. Yeah. Good job.
Good job. Finish up strong. You did great. We're playing our puzzle today. Elizabeth, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And what member station do you listen to?
WNYC.
That's a good one. Elizabeth Lampert of Scarsdale, New York, thank you for playing the puzzle.
Thank you so much. This was a dream come true.
All right, Will, what's next week's challenge?
Yes, it comes from listener Ben Bass of Chicago. Take the name of a famous Hollywood flop, change an A to an R, then rearrange the letters to spell a famous box office hit, which went on to spawn sequels. What films are these? So again, famous Hollywood flop, change an A to an R, rearrange the letters to name a famous box office hit. What films are these?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Just one entry per person, please. Our deadline for entries is this Thursday, May 24th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. And if you're the winner, we'll give you a call, and you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's very own puzzle master, Will Shortz. Thank you, Will.
Thank you, Lulu.